From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Nut out starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour one of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We believe the checks and balances put in place by the founders, absolutely brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. Kirk Cosby actually joining us from the road. I'm in studio. Hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. It's kind of interesting, just in a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, available on demand at libertyroundtable.com and on the Roku player, look for the LNR radio channel. It's LNR. That's the channel you look for. We started out yesterday with, why does Sam say founders instead of founding fathers? And I believe I use the words interchangeably. But a caller called me, believe it or not even during the show, but off hours, and said, hey, I wonder why you use the word founders. You know, founding fathers is a term that they're trying to basically make it against the law to say founding fathers and stuff like that. And whether you talk about our framers, our founders, the founding fathers, you know, some would call them revolutionaries. Some would call them renegades. Steve Voss in his song calls them renegades. I'm okay with all those terms, Kurt, because I'm very comfortable with who the founding fathers were and what they stood for and what they gave their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor for. And you know what? Whatever the most respectful term for them is, I would like to use. But I found it fascinating that I would even be called on that. Of all the things we could talk about in the Patriot Movement and all the things you can question a talk show host about, someone's really going to call me and say, you know what, Sam, you don't use the word founding fathers, you use the word founders. Is that, you know, after all, I talk about the Constitution. Now, I'm not saying I know more about the Constitution than everybody else. I'm just saying, can you find a more constitutionally guided or driven talk show host on the airwaves? What do you think, Kurt? Do you think there's people who support, believe in, follow, use the Constitution more than we do?
Well, at least not that I'm aware of, you know. And I try to be aware of what's going on with the different posts and stuff like that, but I've never heard of it.
Well, let's just say this. How could you be more constitutional in your efforts than we are? We refer to it every show, every hour, apply everything against that standard, use that as our blueprint. I mean, I'm not saying that somebody can't be very constitutional as well, but I'm not so sure that somebody could run around and say, you know what, this show is way more constitutional than you are. I'm just saying we put as much focus on it as I think you possibly can.
I agree.
And I don't bring it up to say it's a contest, or that I'm debating whether somebody's more constitutional than we are. I bring it up to say, remember another listener called and said, you got to hammer on one thing, Sam. And I think we've hammered on the media taking center stage, or taking back the media, taking back the narrative, redefining the lexicon, whatever term you want to use. We've talked about that and done that for 20-plus years. But if there's one single thing we hammer on, it's we need to return to the supreme law of the land. And so I think that whenever we have a President's Day, we talk about the sad day that it is in America that we're missing out on celebrating George Washington's birthday. George Washington, I've said, is the greatest general the world's ever known. He was one of the humblest, most moral, most dedicated men we've ever known of in our lives and studying history, etc. We have celebrated him as one of the preeminent founding fathers of all time. So I think we've done our very best to be as constitutional as we could possibly be. We've done our best to show respect to the founding fathers as much as we possibly can. Listener TZ emails in and said, hey, so the liberty of the righteous is to be vetoed by the simple, evil people who refuse to live moral lives? And then I ask, why can't the Patriots focus on anything they agree on? You know what? You agree on 95% of items, and then we spend our time on things that I don't even know why we would disagree, but then we spend our time on that. I do believe that the wicked, the righteous suffer when the wicked reign, if you will, Kurt. I think that one group of evil people can lord over the rest of the people and really make the people suffer. And you see it biblically. I mean, the people in Jesus' time were controlled and ruled for the most part by the Pharisees and Sadducees. And then Rome, and there was kind of an unholy alliance between all these groups. And that's why when the Savior in his final hours on the earth in mortal life, before he was hung on a cross and killed, that's why he was bounced back and forth between these different people, Pontius Pilate and whatever, because they were trying to satisfy all this weird alliance of political power, even in his day. And I submit to you that the righteous, that many good suffered under evil. And so sad to say that's true, but I believe that those who are on God's side will win, Kurt. And I am convinced that it's up to us to decide which side we're on. And it's not up to us to fix everything and do it all ourselves. It's up to us to do what we feel led or called to do. And then to trust in God for the rest. We had James Edwards on with us from the Political Cesspool radio program, an award-winning broadcast every Saturday evening on your radio, syndicated by Liberty News Radio. We talked about Trump raises suspicions about Scalia's death. Michael Savage asks, was Scalia murdered? Trump threatens to sue Cruz in response to lies. In other words, lies Cruz is telling. Threatens the RNC. Donald Trump says, since the RNC, Republican National Committee, is in default, my pledge is now voided. I can do what I have to do to win. The Donald threatens a third-party run over unfair treatment by the Republican Party. I think the RNC is controlled, Trump continues. The bottom line is the RNC is controlled by the establishment, and the RNC is controlled by the special interests and the donors, and that's too bad, and that's why the Republican Party has lost when it comes for president for so long. We talked about Hillary barking like a dog, saying Republicans lie. The dog would kind of be a truth teller, and she barks to try to articulate her story, barking to get voters. New York officials say that it's too cold for the ice festival. And Apple to fight order to help FBI unlock shooter's iPhone. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday, Kurt. I want to take this story on before we leave yesterday's news. Do you really believe Apple is fighting the government on access to that shooter's phone? In other words, on a back door to their phones? Do you really believe the government can't get into that phone? And by golly, they're just hoping Apple will help them? Do you believe that narrative?
I don't. And I saw a follow-up headline on it where it's basically Apple saying that, hey, we already had unlocked it like 70 times or something like that.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah, the story's bogus. It's designed to make you believe that the government isn't spying on your every move. They are. There's already backdoors built into this stuff. And even if there's not, programmers are saying, you know what? It's not that hard to write an app that can get into the back door of the iPhone anyway. And this idea that they can't access what's on that phone is completely, utterly bogus. And why the mainstream press goes along with these plant, bogus, misleading stories is beyond me. But I'm not convinced for one second that government needed to depend on Apple to get that iPhone, and that, by golly, this CEO is just a freedom fighter standing against your government for your rights to privacy. The whole narrative is completely, absolutely bogus. All right, just thought I'd kind of lay my views out on that because we didn't get a chance to review it well enough yesterday, and I thought it was a worthy topic. Any other comments on that, Kurt?
You know, it seemed like even a while back there was some company, I don't remember who it was, that basically said, hey, we won't allow that. We don't do that. But I don't know, in that technological area, you might make some recommendations on what people can do. Some folks just say, well, just make sure you don't say the wrong thing. And, you know, some people, you know, want to try to have some secure communication. Do you have anything to add in there, Sam?
On the other side of the break, I'll chime in a couple of comments. I don't believe security is to be had in the modern digital age, and I'll go into that a little bit further. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt on your radio. You want to chime in? Would love to hear from you. Chime in toll-free. I'll pay for the call at 866-986-6397 or 866-986-NEWS. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back to the live, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't believe there is a stable security solution. Now, there's a lot of tech people, Kurt, that are going to argue with me on this. They're going to say, Sam, you don't know what you're talking about. We got 256-bit encryption. We got 512-bit encryption. We got all these, you know, and Sam, there's apps out there that'll let you text back and forth. You know, you can use those applications, and they're secure, Sam. The government can't spy on you and everything else, and I think it isn't true. I think that anything you do can be spied on and can be hacked. And if it hasn't been hacked already, it can be and will be. It's a matter of time. And there's a war between those who think they've set up secure communications and those who break those secure communications. And this war's been going on even since the Navajo Code Talker days, Kurt. And before that, where, you know, the Navajo Code Talkers had a language that was not written. It was an oral language. And since the Japanese didn't know this language, that they couldn't, you know, find anybody to hack it or whatever else, all they would have had to do was somehow find the right Indian, capture them, and force them to break the codes, and it would have been broken. Now, I don't know the narrative about what was done in that. I'm not trying to insult anybody. I'm just trying to tell you that if there's a will, there's a way. And if something can be encoded by nature, it can be decoded. And I know you would say, well, no, Sam, they use these incredible, complicated mathematical algorithms to make sure you can't. It's randomly generated, and it's this, and it's that, and it's... I understand what you're saying. But I also understand from experience that if it can be done, it can be undone. If it goes up, it can come down. If it can start, it can end. And based on those realities, then, these things can be done. And so I'm not saying that there's not a way that the government can't access something. But I'm saying if you believe that and count on it, you're naive. The best way to never have your communications broken, Kurt, is to not have that communication. Then it cannot be broken for sure. It's kind of like this. You know, the only way to make sure that there is nothing to decode is if there's nothing encoded. And I know that sounds overly simplistic, and I know we've probably got a lot of listeners that are computer buffs out there that are going to call me and say, Sam, you don't know what you're talking about. But I'm prepared to debate any of them and ask them how they know that the communication is secure. And what they'll do is they'll go into a complicated explanation of the technology, Kurt, and they'll tell me, so it would take a billion years to decode that. And then I would ask them the next question. Was that true for 256 character encryption, 256 bit encryption? Well, how about 128? Well, Sam, the less lengthy the string is that you're trying to decode, the more likely it can be coded. And the beautiful part about this is it exponentially gets more complicated, Sam. And my question is, okay, so what's after 512 encryption then? And why would we ever go beyond that? It's kind of like the guy that once said, all we need is 64K and your computer will never need more memory than that. I can't imagine needing more than that. And it's kind of like the guys back in the 1800s that said, you know what? We don't need any inventions anymore. We've invented everything. It's this short-sighted man's view about what we think we know. And those who are so cocky as to say they do know proves their ignorance, in my humble opinion, Kurt. So the only way to communicate really is if two people were to completely go out away from all communications, go underground entirely where there's no satellites or anything of the sort, and then hope that somebody hasn't hidden some type of monitoring devices wherever you go underground and communicate there. It's very difficult to about impossible to not be spied on if the government wants to spy on you. And I'm not saying it's impossible to get done, but I'm saying you never know for sure. Because then if you say you know for sure, I want to know how you know for sure. Am I making any sense, Kurt?
That makes a lot of sense, Sam. You know, and wouldn't it be nice if you could just, I guess you could say, you know, in so many ways, the old days, the days of the pioneers or the days of the old West or whatever, you know, they had some nice things about them. I mean, I don't think anybody worried about having their home bugged or, you know, their conversations listened to from satellite. And yet, you know, it's we do have some, I guess you could say some, you know, advantages over those days, but I was just thinking about that on our drive. We've been listening to a CD or a book on CD or whatever. I know that's old-fashioned, but anyway, in one of the or in the book that we're listening to, the guy is an undercover FBI agent, so it kind of gives you some of that surveillance, some of that, you know, stuff on
and a little bit of that political intrigue, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You know, stuff that I think you would enjoy.
Of course I would. I think that stuff's fascinating.
It's called Double Cross, and it's pretty good.
Is it Claire Paulson?
So far. Say again?
Is it Claire Paulson, the author?
I think it's Betsy Brannon Green is the name of the author. But
all right, fantastic.
Yeah.
But let me give you a quick example. Let me give you a quick example to kind of demonstrate the obvious, Kurt, for my point. Let's say that I have this very complicated software that's going to basically encode or encrypt my communications. All right? Now, everybody wants to always think that it's going to encrypt. Listen carefully. Everybody thinks that it's going to encrypt securely. Are you following what I'm saying?
Right.
How do you know before it gets encrypted that it is really secure? How do you know that they don't send a stream that's encrypted so that you believe that's happening, but they got another stream somewhere else or some other way to gather that data before the encryption starts? Let me give an example. Let's say that it comes from your mouth and you're encrypting your voice. Is your mouth encrypted? All right. Can that somehow be then captured in such a way as to encrypt and not encrypt? Or encrypt partially and then take that and decrypt the simpler portion before the more complicated algorithms are applied? Or, and I know that's a simple example, but it makes my point is that does it start out encrypted? And if it doesn't, then how do you know? And you say, well, Sam, I don't voice it. I use my keyboard. Great. Do you got a keystroke capture tool on there that captures it before it's encrypted? Okay, a keyboard wedge or whatever you want to call it, a keystroke monitor, whatever. Okay, what about a tap monitor? Can I capture your taps and know what they mean before they, or your text, or your this or your that? There's ways to get things done that'll shock you in terms of, wow, that's obviously simple. Why didn't I think of that kind of thing? Look, there's always new technology. There's always new ways. And I don't know what the military knows internally. I'm not an inside agent, so I don't have answers. But I know this. The military is so much more advanced than what they're even using on the streets today in the police forces. And I know in the police forces today, all your communications can be monitored easily. And even if you use some of these applications that supposedly make your communications secure, they still can capture and monitor that. And so we need to be very, very careful indeed when we think that we've got control on this communication. But here's the thing, Kurt. I haven't been worried about calling into the refuge and talking to those guys, knowing full well that the FBI monitors it. I haven't been worried about letting the FBI download our radio programs just so the FBI knows if they go to LibertyRoundtable.com, the shows are all there. Hundreds of hours of broadcasts, okay? And I'm saying to you, I don't really care. It's not that I think it's okay that they monitor us. It's that I don't know of any way to stop them, Kurt. As long as they print money out of thin air and they have literally unlimited resources via, then I don't know what you can do about it is the problem. Let's talk about that when we get back. Anybody want to chime in at 866-986-6397? 866-986-NEWS.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm not convinced that you can really stop them from monitoring your communications. I know that you can make it harder for them. And I think that's where the advantage kind of lays. At what level do they want to push to get access to your communications? And I submit to you that it all depends on who you are. Let me give you an example. If you're Sam Bushman, then they want access to my communications big time. And the reason they do is because they've never seen me at all do anything violent, against the law. The list goes on and on and on, right? However, they know that I'm associated with all these groups that in their minds are absolutely evil, law-breaking, just about to go berserk with a gun, kind of a crowd, right? I mean, I believe in God. I homeschool. I'm constitutionally rabid. I believe in land rights. I sympathize with all kinds of people like Ammon Bundy and others. And so they know that there's got to be something wrong with Sam. They just can't find it. Well, between you and me, they can't find it because it doesn't exist. I believe in the proper role of limited government, and I support the law of the land, and I support freedom, and I am nonviolent, and I truly believe in the Savior Jesus Christ to do my best to follow the Prince of Peace. There's no fly in that ointment. There is no incongruency there. But if I were to take my communications private, Kurt, and they knew Sam is somehow communicating now, but it's encrypted, now their concern of me heightens to catastrophic levels through the roof. Because they're going, what's Sam doing now, man? We knew that there was something. Now it's here. We've got to have access to that communications. And so I'm almost convinced that by encrypting your communications, you're almost alerting them to say, hey, focus on that. And so now you got to start to wonder, out of all the communications in the world, do they just really spend their time on the encrypted ones? What? Okay, so you got a lot of questions to answer when it comes to that. Any other comments on that, Kurt? All right, I think we might have lost Kurt. We'll try to get him back here. He's traveling to Arizona, and so sometimes he's in a little bit of dead spots. We'll try to get him back here on the next segment as soon as we can. I don't know if you've heard this story, but it's a weird story. And the headline is called Hookers for Hillary. Conor Swanberg wrote the article. Hillary Clinton has her fair share of Hollywood and big name endorsers. But one group in Nevada has captured the attention of various news outlets. They're a group called Hookers for Hillary. And they're the bunnies at Dennis Hoff's Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Carson City. That's a, quote, legal, in other words, government-backed brothel. This is hard to even fathom. Now, they got a website called hookersforhillary.com, okay? And one of the employees, now, Caressa, C-A-R-E-S-S-A, Kisses, K-I-S-S-E-S, I doubt real name, but she's 29. She told the Huffington Post that, hey, she will be offering some benefits for Clinton supporters. If you tell me that you're caucusing or voting for Hillary, man, that makes caucusing sound like a nefarious activity, huh? I will give you a free lunch or an extra 30 minutes to use however you like. Others are offering up to a 25% discount on their services if you are caucusing or voting for the Democrat, meaning Hillary Clinton. Kisses told the Huffington Post why she's a big supporter of Hillary. I think she could work with the members of Congress to refuse to work with Obama. Plus, I think she'd be understanding to what we do as sex workers. I think she sees everyone as a person and doesn't judge. Now, they have an endorsement video, and they say we can watch it, but I'm a little scared to watch their video there. I'm kind of scared. I don't know if I ought to do that. And I guess I'm not really going to put hookersforhillary.com in the show notes. I'll just put, because I don't really want people to go there necessarily. It's the weirdest story ever. But it's kind of fascinating where they're going to monitor my communications because somehow I'm of a concern. But Hookers for Hillary are fine. Because remember, it's a legal brothel. You follow me? I'm not sure exactly what that means necessarily. Because if it's legal, and of course, I'm the one involved in nefarious activities? I mean, believing in land as the states in which the land is in that jurisdiction. You know, quoting the Constitution. Talking about freedom. That kind of thing. Now, Republican presidential candidates, I guess, are going to a presidential debate. Well, they went there February 13th, right? And they say Donald Trump's throne has been pulled away from first place. That's according to the latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll. And I guess following the New Hampshire primaries and the South Carolina GOP debate, participants were asked in part if the Republican primary for president were held today, which one of the following candidates would you favor? Who do you think they chose, huh? Cruz is ahead of Trump now for the first time. NBC's Mark Murray said the latest polling results are a significant change from last month when Trump dominated with a 13-point margin, 33% to 20% over Cruz. So what do you think about that, folks? Now, don't worry, it has a margin of error of plus 4.9%. And I guess 400 Republican primary voters took part in their poll. It's always interesting to me how they have so few in their samplings, but yet they're accurate. Now, DredgeReport.com has literally hundreds of thousands of people that actually take the time to go vote. And then they just say, oh, that's not a scientific analysis. That's just whacked out old Drudge. But I find that fascinating, huh? Is it really true that Cruz is pulled above Trump? Or is it they're going to tell you that narrative so often that you're going to just believe it now because the mainstream press says so. Do you trust the pollsters? This is interesting, huh? What do you think about it? It says since they have both been in the race, haven't they both been in the race from the very beginning? Who filed first to even be in the race? Ted Cruz? I think so. I think Ted Cruz is one of the first people to jump in, wasn't he? All right. I find that fascinating. All right, so hookers for Hillary. Now Cruz ahead of Trump, they claim. What do you think? Now that ranch owner, you know the guy that found Antonin Scalia dead? The ranch owner first said that he had a pillow over his head. And a lot of people were going, man, that's strange, that's weird. And now the ranch owner clarifies how he found Scalia's body. He says, well, he kind of had a pillow over his head, but not really over his face. It's just kind of over his head. Now, I don't know if this is a scenario where the government got to him and said, you better shut up and you better clarify your story. Or if he truly didn't mean to say that, or if he didn't really say it correctly and he's clarifying, or what the real story is. What we know is there's so many strange anomalies to his death that you gotta wonder. You don't want to spend a bunch of time on conspiracy theories because we don't know the truth. The idea that the family did not want an autopsy is very strange. The idea that they didn't do an autopsy is very strange. The idea that this guy's now changing his story and multiple times is very strange. The idea that they pronounced him dead by phone, even though legal in Texas, okay, I get it when you're talking about the average person, but when you're talking about a high-profile case like this with other anomalies, you don't think you would be doing that via phone. The idea that they're going to take his body and rush it off somewhere else immediately is questionable. There's all kinds of weird things surrounding this case. Like now they've got, you know, several different cases before the Supreme Court that, well, we might have different outcomes on, etc., etc. But here's the question. What difference does it make? He's now gone. Do you think they did it on purpose? If they did, do you think we're ever going to find out who and how? We can't even get to the bottom of the JFK assassination. Well, some people say we know the answers, but has there been any, what do you want to say, accountability for it? I don't think so.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all. And it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues. Kurt's traveling in and out of coverage. We apologize we lost him. Kurt, did you hear the Hookers for Hillary story now?
No, I didn't, although... I was kind of thinking they would avoid that, you know what I mean?
Well, all I'm telling you is Hookers for Hillary are in the news now, and I'm just telling you right now, they say we've got benefits for Clinton supporters. If you're going to go ahead and caucus for Hillary or vote for Hillary or take care of business, we've got things for you. They're offering benefits for Clinton supporters, so there you go. I wonder if Bill's going to head over there. Do you think, Kurt?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Bill will frequent the establishment there. He's been known to do that in the past.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, people, I'm one of the biggest Clinton supporters of all. Do I get a little extra? I'm just saying. See that? Wow. All right, Cruz now, they say, has pulled in front of Trump in an NBC Wall Street Journal poll, since they've both been in the race for the first time, they claim, Kurt. You want to respond to that?
I wanted to ask you, Sam. I mean, it was like 2 days ago, or maybe it was just yesterday.
Doesn't matter, sir.
What's that?
Truth doesn't matter, sir.
Anyway, like yesterday, I'm pretty sure that they reported that Cruz was up, Trump was up double. You know, he's about 40 and Cruz is about 18. But, man, it's amazing how things change overnight.
Of course they do. It's kind of like making money out of thin air, Kurt.
Yeah.
You know, it just is because we say that it is. See, I'm saying to you that I think it's completely bogus. I think it's manufactured news. They only had about 400 people in their voting pool or who took the survey. It's got a plus or minus margin of error of about 5%. And that's just crazy. Think about what that swing could mean. And then on top of that, you know, if you they have about 400 people in their poll samplings, Kurt. But if you have a poll sampling of say, the Drudge Report that has literally hundreds of thousands of people, then they go, oh, Drudge's poll's not scientific, Kurt.
Yeah.
These people are nuts. Now, I'm not defending Trump because he's not even my candidate. I don't have a candidate. I don't think any of them are any good. Not one of them. Nevertheless, I think this is all propaganda. Okay, not only that, you do one poll and you show, even if it's true, that Cruz is above Trump. It's one poll out of how many? And you're going to act like that's the new narrative now? It's just that way because one poll out of 50 show that?
Well, the thing is, Sam, at least it gives us something to talk about the so-called new. That'll be the talk of the day, right?
Yeah. It's hard for me even to know what to think about it, though, Kurt. I just feel like they're so full of propaganda. And they used to have their agenda kind of quiet, Kurt, meaning that they used to just not, like, blatantly in-your-face promote their agenda. Now they're having to literally be in your face to get their point across. We're taking on their narrative so successfully. We're taking back the narrative. We're restoring the lexicon to the point where they don't even know what to say or do anymore. But they just blatantly come out, and the more they try to force their hand, the more exposed they become. It's happening every day, and this, again, is proof. So Drudge has literally hundreds of thousands of people by choice going on the website to vote. And then his poll's worthless, and you know, but yet they've got a measly 400 people that they reached out to manipulate. I'm in contact, and now they act like that's all scientific, and that one poll trumps, pardon the pun, everybody and everything else.
It's amazing.
It's just bogus. But I think Americans can see it everywhere. All right, we talked about this now, ranch owner clarifies.
Hillary, real quick, Sam, you mentioned Hillary. She's a little concerned that America's not ready for a woman. I think America can be ready for a woman, a real woman. But, you know, Hillary's, in my opinion, a pretty poor excuse for a woman.
Well, and there you go. When you say America ready for a woman for what? See, that's kind of what I find fascinating.
Yeah.
To be president? Maybe not. And I got a question. Is that a bad thing? Or is that a good thing? See, I'm not ready for women to be on the front lines in the military either, Kurt. Now, it's not that I don't think women are capable. It's not that I don't think that they're smart. It's not that I don't think they have their agency. I just feel differently about our relationship to women. Just because a woman may be capable, that doesn't mean that I shouldn't treat her in a special way and protect her. Okay, my wife might be capable to defend herself with a gun, but that doesn't mean I want her just walking around all alone late at night in strange or uncomfortable places. It's not about whether we believe women have equality before God and man to man. Okay, it's about how we believe women relate to men in our society. In other words, why is there gender in the first place, you got to ask? And what is that gender difference intended for? Is it just like God got confused? Is it just like God was a homophobe? I mean, chauvinist? Why is there gender in the first place? And what is gender supposed to accomplish? You know, in the Bible, God created a man and a woman in his own image, and he created them, and he designed that they should be together to create a family. See, we've lost sight of what man and woman is really about, Kurt. And I'm really not for the women that are hookers for Hillary. And, right, that rent.
You know, the one great thing about having Hillary be the standard bearer is you can certainly point to her as a good example of a bad example.
All right, you're just going to vote for a man because you're a chauvinist. That's your only problem. You and all the younger women that don't like Hillary either.
Yeah.
See, all the younger women are in the tank for Sanders, Kurt.
Are they?
Oh, heck yeah.
Hillary's trying, though. She's trying to tell him that she'll offer him a free college education and everything else, the same thing that Sanders is saying. So, you know, it's a battle to see who can give him more of what.
Well, I got a question. The hookers for Hillary, you know, you would think that would be men that support Hillary that would be going to this bunny ranch in Nevada for government-sponsored prostitution. And you would think that it would just be men that would go, Kurt, but all them lesbian and otherwise women who support Hillary, they might take advantage of the offerings as well.
Yeah, okay. Hillary herself.
Well, you know, there you have it. All right. I guess this rancher, Kurt, ranch owner clarifies how he found Scalia's body. He says, yeah, he kind of had a pillow over his head, but it wasn't really over his face, Kurt. But the problem is the details that the guy provides don't match up. In other words, they kind of say he had a pillow over his head, but it wasn't over his face. It was just kind of like, you know, how it was up against the headboard and you kind of twist and turn in bed and... It was just that the problem is before they said his hands were kind of folded across his chest neatly and et cetera, et cetera. The story's changing, and all that does is heighten my questioning and concern of the thing. Any thoughts, Kurt?
Well, you know, all I can tell you is that Mr. Scalia is no longer with us. I sure wish we had a Supreme Court that, what would you say,
you know, it's similar to like the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Day. And yet, I guess you could say we're stuck with what we've got. We've got a, like the one guy says, we're awakening, I hope, to the sense of our awful situation. We're in trouble, brother.
All right, I agree with that, and I say it's a sad time in America when we even have to question the nefarious activities of government or who knows who with regards to one of our sitting Supreme Court justices. All right, Obama plans Cuba visit as soon as March. Barack's going to Cuba. Many of the presidential candidates, Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz and others, say that Cuba's still as hostile as it's always been, that we haven't seen a change there, but Barack thinks that we've made a lot of progress. And the only sitting U.S. president to visit Cuba was Calvin Coolidge back in 1928, but Barack's going before March. You want to comment on that, Kurt?
Well, you know, it is, I guess you could say I'm kind of grateful any time Barack is away from, you know, America, maybe. Although it sure is expensive when he does these travels. Wouldn't it be better if you just call?
Call Cuba?
Yeah, just, or maybe you could Skype with them, you know what I mean?
Just yeah.
Save us all that taxpayer money. You know? Could probably get several hotels.
Hey, Kurt.
Hundreds of people. With
Barack them. Needs to create a legacy.
Yeah.
So isn't it fascinating that the president that I believe is really Frank Marshall Davis's son. That's just my humble personal opinion. The communist leader back in the day in the 70s, etc. Now Barack, the communist president, is going to make sure that he visits the communist nation right off our shore. Isn't that fitting to cement a legacy? A legacy I personally believe we, the American people, want no part of. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. Kurt, we'll get back to you here at the top of the next hour. Thanks for being alongside. If you want to turn your phone into a radio anytime, anywhere, any phone, it's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. We'd like to thank republicbroadcasting.org for carrying the broadcast, all the AM and FM radio stations up and down the line. We are live on the Roku. Look for the LNR channel. That stands for Liberty News Radio, the LNR channel. And best of all, LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. This nation shall endure.